This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff said on Sunday he fears the number of new coronavirus cases in Germany could soar to 100,000 a day in about 2 months unless many more people get vaccinated and those who refuse may face restrictions. His suggestion quickly hit resistance from several senior politicians, including Armin Laschet, the conservative candidate hoping to follow Merkel as chancellor in a September election. After more than 2 months of steady decline, COVID-19 cases have been rising in Europe's biggest economy since early July, due mainly to the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Merkel's chief of staff told a German newspaper that cases are increasing by 60% per week, even though nearly half the population is fully vaccinated. The country averaged about 1,500 cases per day last week, according to tracking groups. Roughly 60% of Germany's 83 million people have had a first shot of COVID-19 vaccines, and about 48% are fully vaccinated. Lawmakers from France's upper and lower houses of parliament are on Sunday seeking to agree on a deal to allow the adoption of legislation making vaccine passports vital for French daily life in the battle against COVID-19. The talks come a day after France was again shaken by nationwide protests against the rules that saw over 160,000 rally and dozens arrested. President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered the health pass would be required for the French to visit venues such as cinema or nightclub and ultimately bars and restaurants. Proof of double vaccination or a negative test is needed to get the health pass. It's encountered fierce opposition from some who believe the vaccine passports erode civil liberties. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's president announced Sunday the government is extending its COVID-19 restrictions by a week to August 2nd to try to curb infections, and he said the country would add more intensive care units amid a rise in deaths. Indonesia has become Asia's COVID-19 epicenter, with hospitals overcrowded, particularly on the densely populated island of Java and on Bali, where oxygen supplies are running thin. Indonesia last week reported record-high deaths on four separate days, the last of which was more than 1,500 deaths on Friday. Less than 7% of the 270 million have been fully vaccinated. Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday after the driver apparently fell asleep, killing 10 people and injuring at least 44 others, some of them seriously. The crash happened around 6 a.m. local time on a highway between Croatia's capital and the Serbian border. Authorities said an investigation led to the arrest of the driver after he apparently lost control of the bus after briefly falling asleep. A local prosecutor told the media the bus driver admitted he dozed off. Officials said the bus was carrying 67 passengers, including children, and two drivers, one of whom died in the crash. The local police chief described it as, quote, one of the worst accidents I have ever seen. China's commercial hub Shanghai and neighboring coastal regions canceled all flights, slowed or suspended subway trains, and shuttered businesses as a typhoon made landfall on Sunday, bringing flooding and toppling around 1,000 trees. The storm is hitting as central China is still reeling from record flooding that killed at least 63, cut off power, and forced the relocation of more than 1 million people. The Shanghai government said it would slow its subway trains and suspend some lines as other areas canceled all underground trains. Flooding in the central Chinese city of Zhangjiajie last week killed 12 people who were trapped in the subway system. And Indian officials Sunday raised the death toll there to 127 from flooding and landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains, with rescuers searching for dozens more missing. India's western coast has been hammered by torrential rain since Thursday, and forecasters are warning of further downpours over the next few days. Flooding and landslides are common during India's treacherous monsoon season, but experts say climate change is leading to more rain. One official says water levels rose to nearly 20 feet or 6 meters on Thursday after 24 hours of uninterrupted rain. Another claims an area south of Mumbai saw its highest level since the start of records a century ago. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.